This is Monk, and this is Get Lit with Literature, and there's more at my website, allbook-books.com. Now, this week I'm reminded of, I give thanks to a friend or co-brother for jogging my memory of something in my recent book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest. So I want to talk about that. When I was working on the book, and I got towards the end of it, I was thinking, okay, what is the one of the big things I want to convey? Because in a lot of ways, I think a writer fills in the blanks. I mean, why write something to repeat what's been said? So I was trying to add what I felt was one of the most important things today, especially with younger generations looking back, so to speak. And what I wrote about was different. Just I gave a sampler in the book of different choices of pathways to take, or to commit to rather than take. And so, but like all colonial roads lead to Rome, all true paths lead to Mother Earth. So in the book I wrote path, and the core definition of a track worn by feet. So for one, there's already a track that, you know, there's a track there. Many of us have learned things from the past, from teachers, traditions, our ancestors. That's the track. And then we walk it anew. And we put more tracks in for the next generations. A path, a track worn by feet. And since the feet must make contact with Earth, Mother Earth must be respected as an essential part of your, in quotes, path. Because if you don't take care of Mother Earth, your path could get ruined. And since the land where you're at was most likely once and still may be inhabited by original peoples, you owe it to them to, at the very least, acknowledge their presences, even if that's only talking with a tree. So basically what I want to emphasize here is that no matter what the path, spiritual path, religious paths, which tend to avoid the Mother Earth. In Genesis, the biggest flagrant violation is a man shall have dominion over the earth and all living things. I mean, that is where humankind went off the big path, because it created this superiority, supremacism, and that the earth is a resource, not a source, as Chief Arvel Looking Horse says. So that's what I want to emphasize, is that whatever your path, it doesn't matter. No matter what it is, there's some connection with the earth, because every day your feet walk the earth. It's pure logic to me, but yet for millennia, it's been manipulated and distracted and distorted, especially by the religiosities that disconnect from the earth. And I put in the book, like, even if you're in a wheelchair with no legs, you still have a path. Your wheelchair touches the earth. So whatever it is, acknowledge that. And the way that the Kabbalah Tree of Life does this is with the Archangel Sandalphon, who is said to be his feet standing with the earth, and so tall that if you were standing next to him, you would be like looking at the back of his shins or like that, or looking at the back of his legs where his shins are. And that's the true big brother. That's the true co-brother. And he's looking out for you if you will humble yourself to be that small and listen, look at the big picture. And his name, that's what it means, either and or Synodelphos, co-brother, as like Philadelphia's brotherly love, the Delphos, and the sin, S-Y-N, is like with, or the sound of sandals, phonos, sound of sandals, which is how one responds if you hear feet approaching and you have a pure path. You're welcoming who, you know, a person as a friend, or heads up if it's not. But if you're guilt-ridden, and then the feet, hearing the footsteps is like, hey, who's coming after me? So it's a good test of one's conscience and consciousness about how one is behaving. And when thinking about this, I want to emphasize too with the path that there's this thing in the world where it's just always, people always have to gather as if the gathering, you know, makes it. Now, this is nothing against gathering. Of course, it's wonderful. But there are many times where I have attempted to or tried to make gatherings or work with people or organizations, and it just didn't work for some reason. It didn't come through. So that put me on a path more of just walking the path and then seeing who one connects with, rather than trying to get it. Okay, now I'm hooked to this organization as if it's outside of me or away from the path. Just walk the path. So what comes out of that, this formulated the other night for me, a form of synchronicity and harmonization with Mother Earth without having to be physically with people enhances the Earth energies and well-being. In other words, any person consciously with a path that includes Mother Earth enhances that. So what I'm saying is that you think about anywhere you are, whatever you're doing, if that's the path and that's connected with Mother Earth, just by the sheer physical logic of there is one Earth and the vibrations are felt all around the Earth. So whatever you're doing with that path, it is enhancing the paths of all other beings. Or in some way, that vibe is going out. So that eliminates that feeling of aloneness or loneliness, because then you're actually, you could be, quote, alone, but you're actually interconnected. And then the next step of that, as I see it, is that the more people that do that, the more people, whether with people or on their own, the more people that are synchronized and harmonized with those energies, with a path and with the Earth, that the more people that do that, it'll change the vibration of the Earth energies. It'll shift things. And the other part that does, I think, in my experience, it enhances the meeting of people when one goes out and about. So if I'm, quote, alone, but I'm walking with the path, when I go out and about, I will meet people that are in synchronous with that. As an example, the day after I had said some prayers to Sandalphon, I was in a town out east, and I was walking down the street, and somebody said my name, and I hadn't seen that person in many years. He had seen me at a recent poetry reading and didn't get a chance to say hello, but he said hello to me, and we talked for a couple minutes. But that, to me, was like an amazing thing, because I hadn't connected with this guy I hadn't spoken to him in probably 10, 15 years. And here I was the day after speaking to Sandalphon about wanting to meet co-brothers and sisters. As the co-brother applies to sisters, there I was meeting somebody on the street. And that was all out of me just walking the path. And who knows whatever path he was walking. So this is what I mean by it can kind of enhance the vibrations, and it builds up the energies of working together without exactly trying to work together, if you can follow that train of thought. Now, on the contrary, what avoids this and what is the destructive end is the false consciousness that doesn't allow for that. So like the colonizer, what I would call the colonizer drive-through theofascist mentality and behavior avoids all that I just explained. The reason being is that people have been programmed that, as with America and everything new, New York, New England, New Mexico, New Zealand, all these places that are new, it's a false veneer, it's an overlay. So that consciousness has been put over the Earth. So people have more allegiance to the country than they do to the Earth. And that's when then people get together, Republicans and Democrats, and they fight and they argue and all that bullshit. So what I'm talking about is enhancing the getting together with the path that is always with the Earth. Part of that overlay, also in the book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest, both manifest when a nation's identity is superimposed on the land and when that identity is solely associated with a country. Along with the false identity veneer, the word itself spells trouble. Country, from contra, against, in opposition. That's what the word country comes from, opposition. So you have a country, it's already in opposition. Opposition to what? The earth? Another country? As long as one's allegiance is with one's country exclusively and not with the land, also known as Mother Earth, there will be wars between countries, between peoples, between Mother Earth's children. So that, as I see it, that's like the gist of basically all the problems. Co-brother and sister working together is the way, whereas you have, there are, that's the problem with the Middle East. The Israelis, the hardcore Zionists, consider the Palestinians, even though they're the original peoples of the land, they are subhuman animal enemy, not co-brother. There's a problem. Same thing again. Russia and Ukraine were originally all one land. So I have Russian DNA, Ukrainian, Belarus DNA. It's all interconnected. It was all connected at one point where all were co-brothers and co-sisters. Something got in the way to divide that. Wars. Countries and wars. Same thing again in so-called America. It's divided. The country is divided between Republicans and Democrats, even though like two-thirds of the country doesn't even vote. So anyway, that's if everyone sees everyone and at least tries to respect at some level, it doesn't mean you have to have lunch with everybody, but at least if you recognize somebody as a co-brother or a sister, even though you have no clue or you understand their language or you don't know why they do what they do, but at least respect that they do that in a peaceful way, then that would make the earth happier. There'd be less wars or no wars, and people would find new ways to get along. And to wrap it up with a quote, I remember hearing Roger Waters talk about the gist of his work. Of all his songs and writings is expressed in the song Echoes with the following lyrics. Strangers passing in the street, by chance two separate glances meet, and I am you, and what I see is me. And do I take you by the hand and lead you through the land and help me understand the best I can? So if we see each other as each other, albeit with many differences, at least the respect that each is a reflection of some same spiritual creator and each walking the same earth. So please walk with peaceful footsteps and see others as brothers and sisters. Thanks for listening. Be well.